Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. Just another reminder, today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of early voting for the election that's going to be held on October 11th. Got a bunch of big races as it relates to the governance of this city. And joining us right now is Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst. Clancy, good to hear your voice. Welcome
Thank
to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Always honored to be on. I got to correct one thing. I have retired from Gambit and the Times-Picayune. So
oh, okay.
Just WWL.
Just WWL. Well, I'll scratch that out. Two down and one to go.
Something like that. Yeah.
Clancy, you and I over the years, we've talked a lot about races. They always have interesting little twists and turns and little caveats that are there. We have 11 candidates, I think it is, for the office of mayor here in the city of New Orleans. Anything that you find particularly unique about this race or odd or a nuance that you'd like to share?
Well, one of the things that I learned a long time ago from one of my mentors, Jim Carvin, who was a media consultant who elected 6 or 7 New Orleans mayors in a row. Was every election is a unique event. And that is certainly true of this one. It reminds me a little bit of Mitch Landrieu's race for mayor in the one that he won in 2010, when, although he got in late, relatively speaking, he was the front runner throughout. And that is what we've seen with Helena Moreno, although she, unlike Mitch in 2010, this year, Helena Moreno was the first candidate to announce rather than the last candidate to announce. And her support has been consistently between 46 or 47% and 53%. And I'm talking raw numbers in the polls. So if you factor out the undecided, she's had a majority of the decided vote in all of the polls. Now, having said that, I will quickly add one very important point. Polls are not predictions, and the only poll that matters is the one that concludes on election day. In fact, that poll is, and this is a metaphor, it's in the field right now, as you pointed out, that we got 2 days left of early voting, and then we have voting on election day, October 11th, which is a week from tomorrow. So, you know, that's the only poll that really counts. And I've often quote Woody Allen, who said that 90% of life is showing up, and that's a good rule. But Clancy's rule is, in politics, 100% of it is showing up, as in voting. So if you don't vote, and I remember Avery Alexander, as long as I'm quoting people, the late Reverend Avery Alexander, a tremendous civil rights leader, used to tell his congregation, if you don't vote, don't squawk. You know, so
yep.
Very true words. Anyway, that's what's interesting about this particular mayor's race. It's rare for us to, I won't say, it's unusual, because in many other previous mayor's races, a candidate often would get in late, like Royce, late's not the right word, but towards the, you know, later than others, and surge from third place or fourth place into first place. Ray Nagin did that. LaToya Cantrell, not that she got in late, but she was in third place for much of the campaign, and she wound up surging into first place late in the game. That hasn't happened this time, although the voters could change that. But it's not showing up in any of the polls so far.
Have you been surprised that neither Royce nor Oliver, and I'm one that believes that Oliver always underpolls. He seems to have a history of that. That they have not moved in the polls. It's been kind of static, and that's been weird to watch that.
Yeah, but it's also a reflection of the fact that, you know, Oliver has one, you know, elephant in the room, his conviction for bribery charges, and I'm not trying to throw that at him. It's in the minds of voters, and it's not spoken often, but when in private conversations, voter would say, "I love Oliver, but," you know, kind of thing. And Royce Duplessis is well known in his Senate district, but he is still not that well known citywide. He's becoming better and better known. But his campaign has taken on kind of an edgy, almost angry tone. And to some voters, that's a turnoff. But also, give credit where it's due. You know, and I don't ever endorse candidates, but I got to call it like it is. Helena Moreno has had about twice as much money as all the other candidates put together, maybe more than that. And she has run a very good campaign, and she's very well known, as is Oliver. And she doesn't have any overarching negative against her. And, you know, she's people in New Orleans feel like they know her, and they feel like they know Oliver. They're getting to know Royce Duplessis. And those are the three main candidates, and it just hasn't changed. Moreno hasn't stumbled or made any big mistakes or even small ones. And the one issue that Duplessis is trying to hang on her, I don't think, is sticking. You know, this email by Bill Hammack, which only went to two people, one of them being Royce Duplessis. And it's an issue that voters, when they hear it, like, okay, what is that about, kind of thing, you know? And
right.
I'm talking to educated people, people sophisticated politically, still are like, okay, but what is this about? You know, I don't understand this, you know? So they just haven't been able to tag her. And when you have somebody out front who's way out front, you have to tag that person. It's just the nature of the game. Or you have to have a stroke of extreme good luck if the front runner somehow makes a colossal mistake, and that hasn't happened here.
This is going to, this will sound strange when I say it to begin with. I think Helena has actually benefited from Donald Trump. And in this respect, she always presents with a very high sense of civility. You know,
that's true.
And I think folks are tired of, even folks that support Donald Trump and like Donald Trump, like his policies, they're tired of the caustic nature of delivering, you know, points that he's making, and even policy, you know, announcing of policy decisions. And I think they're really looking for something that's kind of toned down, that's a lot more intellectual approach. And I think she seems to have, even before, you know, Donald taking office this time, has always approached government in that fashion. I think she's being rewarded for it. Your thoughts?
I totally agree. I hadn't put it in Trump terms, but and I would add, two quick points. One, I think Oliver also, look at the tone of his campaign and his ads, and he also is approaching it that way. Royce is a little angrier and, you know, kind of in your face. With a lot of people, and I'm not trying to dump on Royce, when my wife and I owned Gambit, the paper endorsed Royce, and he was somebody that I'm hearing a lot of people say, you know, this doesn't sound like the Royce I know. But, you know, sometimes you have to take on a different suit of armor in a campaign, and maybe that's what his advisors are telling him, and that's what we're seeing. But I don't get the sense that it's working. The other thing I wanted to say, I totally agree with you. I think Oliver Thomas underpolls. And in the last two polls that I saw, he had gone back into second place ahead of Duplessis. And so if there is a runoff, and I don't make predictions, but if there is a runoff, I think it's more likely that it would be between Oliver and Helena than between Royce and Helena. We'll just have to see what the voters decide. But I agree with you. He underpolls. I think he's going to do better than he is showing up in the polls.
I think it's worked out that way for him almost every election he's ever been in.
Yes.
If my memory serves me correct.
That's correct.
And it's just kind of interesting, you know, going back to that civility factor, it's not like it's newfound. It's pretty much been the way that she's conducted herself the entire time she's been on the council, which at times can be very caustic.
Yes. In fact, it's you know, one, and I think that's one reason why the initial criticism of her that was lodged against her, again, by the Duplessis campaign, that, you know, this division on the council, even in the midst of the council's disagreements with the mayor, she always struck a very civil tone.
Yeah.
You know? And I think you're right. That hadn't occurred to me. That's a very good point. Very interesting. But I totally agree with you. I think people, without even vocalizing it, it's just like she seems, and this is not the right word maybe, but they feel, well, here's what I'm struggling to say. There's a comfort level with her among voters.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say safe, but that sounds too namby-pamby. But
right. There's
a comfort level. And again, she has worked, as has Oliver, by the way. Both of them have toiled in the vineyards. They've been out there in the churches, at the community events, going to the neighborhood association meetings, going to the fairs and stuff, all along. They didn't just start doing that when they announced for mayor. These are people that those two candidates citywide are people that folks have seen in the coffee shop and they walk up to them and talk to them. I'm not faulting Duplessis. He had a district. He was like that in his Senate district, but he hasn't done that citywide. And when he dropped out of the race or announced he wasn't going to run last November or so, sometime around there, and then in very late June decided he was going to get back in, he had a lot of ground to make up in a very short period of time. And without enough money to get a message out there, it's physically and politically impossible for him to catch up to the name recognition and comfort level among voters that voters have had for Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno.
Yeah. You know, it's probably easier for me, Clancy, to recognize it because I was the opposite when I was an elected official.
No, you were plain spoken, you know. And you probably are like me when you have a conversation with someone who doesn't really know you. And I always have to say, listen, I tend to be blunt, but I do so in the interest of clarity, not to try to be overbearing or forceful. I just want to be clear, okay? So please forgive me. And you and I have never had a problem communicating because we both do it the same way.
Right, right.
We've always understood each other.
So what do you? So here we are, October 3rd, right? And the election is now 8 days away. Mm-hmm. What do you think the front runner, obviously, you know, their goal is always don't do anything to hurt yourself. And the other two need to do something to shake up the race.
Yeah. And it's, you know, at this point in the game, probably upwards of, I haven't checked the latest figures, but, you know, in previous races, the minimum of 20%, sometimes closer to 30% of the votes get cast early. So they're running out of time to make a difference, you know. If by the close of business tomorrow, by 6 p.m. tomorrow, if 25% of the voters who are going to vote have cast ballots already, that's a huge swath of votes that it's already over. The game's over for them. And in the last week of most campaigns, I mean, something it would take something like an indictment, not that anybody's investigating any of the three leading contenders, but it would take something with that kind of monumental, holy smoke kind of impact among voters to change things. But take a bombshell of some sort, you know, metaphorically speaking, of course. But I've not seen that happen. And typically when one candidate announces what he or she thinks is a bombshell, people tend to go, sounds like a last minute desperate attack. So I think, you know, at this point, the candidates, and I've talked to a couple of them, they're all focusing on reminding the people that they believe through polling and research are their voters, reminding them to vote early and then reminding them to vote on Saturday, a week from tomorrow. That's really what it's all about. It's all about turnout now.
I know that there's always pundits that are projecting what they think the ultimate turnout is going to be. What are you hearing?
Well, I've heard that they're projecting around 35%. I've been saying that I hope it's at least 40%, just because I think I'm always in favor of bigger turnouts. It's good for democracy. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the only personal endorsement I ever make is voting for democracy. Just do that. And whatever the outcome is, you know, at my age and you know, to 53 plus years of doing this, I'm always feel like no matter who wins, we'll be fine, you know, ultimately. Yep. So
how would you characterize 35%? For me, I think it's abysmal.
Yeah, well, if you look at I think it's not a healthy turnout. You know, we have I said this on Channel 4 earlier this week that the turnouts when you and I were coming up, I remember when Dutch Morial ran, we'd have turnouts above 75%. Yeah. But we didn't have universal registration back then. And the people who weren't registered back then typically were the people who just weren't engaged politically at all. Now we have almost universal registration, but we don't have universal give a darn. That's the way I put it on Channel 4.
Right.
But I also think that less people are engaged now than were back in the 70s and early 80s.
You know,
and that's a shame.
What's always
a lower percentage. And we have, of course, we have fewer voters, but it's the percentage that's so dismal.
Yeah.
You know, I think the last time we came close to 50% turnout, I think Mark Morial ran for mayor in 94. We had somewhere in the high 40s in the turnout, maybe 50%. And that was a spirited campaign with good candidates. And, you know, that's because that kind of when you factor in the 30 or 40% who were disengaged all along, that's not bad, you know. So, but still, 35 is just too low. We don't, it should not be that we have almost two thirds of the registered voters who just don't give a darn enough to go out and vote. That speaks very badly about the level of engagement and civic engagement among the voters. And who was it? I don't know if it was Jefferson or some famous founding father said, in a democracy, you get the government you deserve.
Yeah. What always surprised me is how much larger, and it was a huge turnout in the city for the presidential election. And I remind folks, you know, the president is not likely to move your life one degree right or left. It's all about local politics. When you want to talk about quality of life, there's nothing coming from Washington that's going to really significantly impact you, but it's everything coming from the mayor's office or the parish president's office or the respective councils.
Exactly. And the courts.
And the courts, yeah. Local courts, more so than any other, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, and folks just don't connect the dots sometimes. It's just somewhat frustrating for me. I mean, I just...
It is. And I know you preach it all the time. It goes back to something that Tip O'Neill famously said, all politics is local, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we will sit tight for the next coming days until October the 11th to see what actually turns out. The big question, I guess, right now for the Helena Moreno campaign, can she pull it out in the first? I think it's a real difficult thing to do. You got 11 candidates. It's not always easy to do that.
And there's 12 of them on the ballot. Arthur Hunter's name is still on the ballot.
Yeah.
And he might get some votes. They won't be counted, I believe, but in terms of who gets the majority. But and I'll have to double check the law on that. It may have changed. But in the old days, yep. I'm at that age where I keep saying in the old days. But
I feel your pain, my friend.
Yeah. We'll talk about our pains when we have lunch. That's what old men do, right?
Absolutely.
And but previously, if someone was on the ballot who had withdrawn, the votes were not counted. They were cast, but they were discarded in determining whether a majority was reached. We'll have to see if that's still the case.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you,
truly
Bill.
Appreciate
it. Always a pleasure.
Always enjoy the conversation with you, Clancy Dubose. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, folks, things are going to be a little different this weekend. We go into the Caesars Superdome to take on the New York Giants as favorites. And here to talk to us about it is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. No, yeah, it's a different feeling, I guess, from being, they started last week 16.5 point underdogs to Buffalo to, slight favorites over the Giants. I mean, it's kind of crazy, because they probably played one of their best games in many areas against Buffalo, being, almost three touchdown dogs. So you don't put a ton of stock in it. But typically, I will say this, I don't gamble, but those people in Vegas, they have those jobs for a reason.
Yep.
You know, week in and week out, you look around and you go, well, they're gone. That was pretty close. But sometimes they get it totally wrong. But this is a, man, it's a big one. And I mean, they're all big. You played your first four. You knew the first four were going to be difficult. You knew going to Seattle and going to Buffalo was going to be difficult. And then you begin this stretch where it's the Giants and the Patriots and the Bears. And you finally play a division game with the Buccaneers. So you've got to, you know, well, first of all, you got to get a W. You got to, I'm talking already, you know, Tampa at the end of the month, and you got to get that first one. And it needs to come this week. You cannot take anything for granted. I don't care if Jackson Dart's making a second start. You know, you go from Josh Allen, you know, Hall of Famer, to a guy making his second start who got his first win last week. And he and Spencer Rattler's numbers are almost mirror each other. Jackson Dart completed 13 passes for 111 yards. 111. But he didn't throw an interception, and he ran it for 54. And Spencer threw it for 126 yards. Didn't throw an interception, and ran it for 49. So very, very similar. But, man, you got to – you know, Jackson Dart can hurt you with his feet as much as anything, and he did it last week, and that was a huge factor. He had the 54 yards running. He ran it 10 times, and he had a 39-yarder called back. So it was very close to a 100-yard rushing day had that play, you know, stood. So, man, you can't let that happen, and you got to get in his face and make him uncomfortable, get him off his spot. But this is a big one. You're right.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you saw the spread last week. I thought there were a number of things about last week that it was easy to be proud of their play. I thought they did well. You know, I thought Spencer Rattler hung in there. There were passes, again, that were dropped. That's disappointing. But, you know, he's still, you know, working hard. I think meeting some of the at least most of the expectations, I would think, of the coaching staff.
Yeah, he's making, you know, I think the best decisions. I think there's still some misconnections, right? And it's hard to put that all on Spencer, whether it's a misconnection behind. Did the receiver go too far? Did he run through the window? Is he not trying to lead him? But I think it's very impactful because it kills your yards after catch. The Saints have virtually no yards after catch. You look at Chris Olave. Chris Olave's in the top 10. He's got 26 receptions, but he's got like 1.9 yards after catch. That's a career low for him. So I agree. I think Spencer has been very efficient, but they've got to figure out a way to do more than move the chains. The Saints average 21 first downs a game. That's the sixth best in the NFL. 21 first downs. So you're moving it up and down the field, but you get into the red zone, and you know that's where you make your money. And this team has struggled in the red zone. They struggled last week in the red zone. And when you get down there, you've got to put it in the end zone. You can't settle for field goals. There were 2 of 4 in the red zone, and you goal to go, 1 of 2. You can get away with that sometimes, but mostly you can't. So I agree Spencer has been efficient, but they, as a team, man, you've got to do more than move the chains. And I really think that running the football last week, 189 yards as a team between Alvin, Spencer, Kendre Miller was very balanced. Man, you do things like that, that opens up a lot of windows, and it doesn't put you in these third down and long situations where this team has struggled. Really, if it's third and short, the Saints are phenomenal. They're like 74% on third and short. And when I say third and short, that's kind of 1, 2, or 3. But when they go beyond that, if it's third and 4, 5, or 6, they're 4 of 17, 23%. Third and 7, 8, and 9, they're 4 of 11, 36%. Third and 10 plus, over 9. So you've got to be more efficient on these third downs, third, 4, 5, and 6. You got to do a lot better than 23%. And so I, you know, the Giants are not, you know, they're kind of struggle as far as stopping the run as well. They're 29th in the league stopping the run. The Buffalo Bills were 32nd, and the Saints took advantage. So you got to stack it. You did 189. You got to stack, you know, rushing games like they did last week, and I think it makes a big difference when they do.
So did we lose an offensive lineman this week or no?
I think we're definitely Caesar's out.
He's out.
So the question is going to be
Penning.
Trevor Penning, who was limited yesterday, which is good. That's a sign in the right direction. And it's not the toe, it's an ankle. And so I think you'll see Torricelli Simpkins at guard, and Dylan Ray Dins has not been playing. So I think the key is to get Trevor back. You can replace one. So the Saints finally get everybody back, what, for the first time last week. They're starting a line. What would it last, a half? Now you're right back kind of where you were. So if Penning can be limited or full today, that's a good sign, because I think Torricelli Simpkins has been a pleasant surprise. I mean, sometimes you throw guys in there who maybe you weren't expecting. He got thrown in there in the preseason when Will Clapp went down, and he's been pretty versatile. And I think, you know, it appears he would be, you know, one of your guard positions, and hopefully Penning can be out there. But, yeah, you're not going to have Caesar. You're not going to have Chase Young again. That calf is just not responding. This will be the fifth week, and this is the guy. He can't challenge, you know, his toughness. He had neck surgery in 24 and came back, and, you know, first day of training camp was out there. So he's not playing. You know, it's because he can't push off on that calf.
This is, I guess it's fair to say that these teams are closely matched, so this is an important game where we have to tackle appropriately, right? I mean, we can't have these slip-ups, because that's where you really get hurt, both with Yak and, you know, and not being able to knock down halfbacks.
Yep, it's their explosive plays, and it's the first – you're right, it's back to the basics. It's back to the fundamentals of tackling. You'll see DBs or safeties flying at the tackler. Well, you know, maybe you hit him, maybe you don't. And then the second line is trying to pound the ball out. And meanwhile, the back or the receiver is gaining 7 or 8 more yards, right? So you're right. It's a swarm to the ball mentality. It's when this defense is at its best. Because you've got a lot of guys in your secondary that had big games with solo tackles. That doesn't, you know, unless it's a safety that's crept up to the line making a tackle for a loss, I don't want my quarterbacks and my safeties making solo tackles after receptions. They need to do a better job tackling early. I felt they really improved. I talked to Jonas Sanker. He was on the Saints Hour this week. And you know, admittedly, the first, you know, quarter and a half, the tackling was just not where it needed to be. And they made some adjustments, and it was much better. He had the 3 PDs in the pick, but you're right. You know, you got a guy like Cam, you know, Scataboo, you know, you got a guy like him, you know, 5'11", 215. He's already carried it 48 times. He lives on yak yardage, right? He is going to just try to knock you over, and Saints can't let that happen. And same thing with Jackson Dart, because he runs behind Scataboo. And, you know, they're both rookies, but they don't feel like they, you know, Jackson didn't look like much of a rookie last week, and Cam's already played 4 games. So you feel like, you know, he's interesting to watch, but very tough to bring down. And he's fourth in rookies running backs as far as yards and points. He's already got 2 touchdowns. So he's a guy to watch for sure.
The Giants come in as 1-3, so they got that off their back, not having a win. They got that last weekend. The psyche of the team when you're looking for that first win, you know.
It's tough. You need some things to go your way, right? You need something. There's been no pivotal play early in games that they have been in that could have turned things around. You know, the Pete Werner, interception last week, just a special teams, you know, if we just kind of erase week 3, because it's impossible to include that, but a big defensive play or a big special teams play that kind of turns the script around, as opposed to you've been in the fight and you have the football week one and week two with a chance to win or tie, and you had opportunities at the end of the first half against Buffalo to put it in the end zone, first and goal of the three, and you don't even get points. Man, that'll come back to bite you. So you've got to take advantage and flip the script earlier so that you're not in that position in the fourth quarter. And it needs to be this week. It needs to be the. I'm sorry, Giants fans, you got your win.
Yeah, it's our turn.
That's right.
It's our turn. Yeah. And we need to make all of our field goals. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yep.
We cannot leave any opportunity on the field like that, for sure.
No, Blake made him last week, so that was the first game he's made all of his kicks, and keep it going, because he's just streaky. Kickers are all streaky.
Yep.
And, you know, so get it going in the right direction, which he has, and just keep it going.
Well, we will be listening on Sunday. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Let's bring it home, Mike.
You bet, Noel. Thank you, and we'll look forward to it on Sunday.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with
us. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This. I don't know about you, but I love high school football, and get ready for week 5 of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden tonight and every Friday night at 7 for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. We'll broadcast live from the Destrehan Wildcat Stadium as Destrehan hosts Terrebonne in a District 8 5A matchup, and they got another big game. Two undefeated, St. Aug at Edna Carr. One of them will leave with a loss. Jesuit at Holy Cross and De La Salle at Archbishop Shaw. Get ready for Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight from 7 to 10:30 only on WWL. And every Friday at 4 o'clock, you get to listen to Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, right? Fans and the pros as they break down all the games from the Saints' next battle against the Saints to key matchups in the NFC South to big clashes in the SEC. They'll make their picks, and we want to hear yours. Haas and Deuce, Fans and the Pro, coming up today from 4 to 6 right here on WWL. And in the next hour, folks, we are going to visit with Oliver Thomas, mayoral candidate, council district member, and we will spend an hour with Oliver, Dave Cohen, and myself. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Newell Norman, and Dave Cohen joins me as we, in the next hour, we will be visiting with Oliver Thomas, a candidate for mayor. Dave?
Yeah, this is the first of our mayoral and sheriff candidate interviews. We've invited all of the candidates who, over the last two publicly released polls, got at least 5% in those polls to join us for an in-depth conversation, rather than doing a debate where we only got short answers from each candidate and tried to jam all of that in to a short period of time. We decided we'll invite each of the candidates to join us and give you and myself an opportunity to really kind of go in-depth with them. And Oliver Thomas joins us next hour as the first of these interviews.
Yeah, I kind of like that structure better. You learn more about what the candidates are thinking about. There's probably, what, seven, eight top issues, top topics that are out there. Everyone's been talking about them for months on end. So no big surprises, but you get to dig a little deeper and find out what people are thinking.
Yeah, and I really want to ask a few specific questions about commentary in the community and how people are perceiving this race. And I was really intrigued by the UNO poll that just came out that across New Orleans, only 22% of voters feel like the city is headed in the right direction. In Oliver Thomas's district in New Orleans East, only 14% of voters feel like the city is headed in the right direction. So I want to ask him, A, if he feels like New Orleans is headed in the right direction, and also what has to be done. I mean, these are dismally low numbers of people who feel like New Orleans is going the right place, like things are really going well or that there's a bright future. And that's a resounding commentary to me that it's not just that we have individuals like the current mayor who have very low approval ratings, but as a city and from one end to the other, only 22% feel like it's headed in the right direction. That's not a good statement.
No, not at all. And then, you know, when we talk about the fact that we can't get our finger on what the budget is actually revealing, you know, whether we have a $50 million, $75 million, $100 million deficit. What is it? Where does it end up? Still subject to uncertainty.
And Oliver Thomas was in those budget hearings a year ago. And was there no indication that there was not going to be enough revenue or that spending was going to outpace that revenue? And now what do we do?
Yeah.
You know, does Thomas want to raise taxes? Does he want to find other sources of revenue? Are there going to be cuts? Something clearly has to be done. So just among some of the questions that you and I will talk to mayoral candidate and city councilman Oliver Thomas about coming up after the news.
Yep, absolutely. And we look forward to doing that as well. Just so everyone knows that we've kind of moved things around, we're going to be able to spend more time, less commercials, more time with the candidate in the hopes of making it more meaningful so that they can give full answers without interruption. So stay tuned. Dave Cohen and Newell Norman will be right back with Oliver Thomas.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.